As soon as Roxanne got home that night, she called Grandma Quinn.
Have you heard that Kieran's back in town?
There was a brief pause before her grandmother answered.
I have. He's got a taco truck or something.
Do you know where he's staying while he's here?
Well, Nellie said he bought the old Reed place. He got sick of lawyering down in Texas and came back home where he belongs.
Roxanne had to wonder just how much her grandmother knew about her history with the man in question. They'd been completely devoted to one another all through high school. How could anyone's kisses compare to Kieran's?
I see. Did you know he's got some land he's building a pavilion on just beside the hotel?
She knew she didn't have to mention which hotel. Her father owned only one, and everyone in the family, everyone in all of Quinn Valley for that matter, knew she worked there.
I did know that. His grandmother owned the land and has for many years. She never bothered to get rid of it, and when he needed a place to park his truck, she offered it to him.
Roxanne sighed. It was obvious she was the last one to know about Kieran's being back and his ridiculous plan to own a taco truck. There were tacos everywhere. What made him think his would be special?
All right, Grandma. Thanks for letting me know.
Will you be here for the 4th of July?
Grandma asked, as she always did. All of the Quinns in town got together every holiday on the ranch that her grandparents ran. Well, they ran it with the help of her Uncle Harvey. Okay, maybe Uncle Harvey really ran it, and his parents just still lived there. It was something like that.
Of course I'll be there, Grandma. The only thing that would keep me away is if there was an event at the hotel, and with only a few weeks before the 4th, I have a feeling there will be no event.
Good. You should be here for the holidays. I don't know how many I have left, you know.
I know, Grandma.
Roxanne was well aware that her grandmother had been talking about how few holidays she had left for a good 20 years. She was in excellent health, and Roxanne's mother kept her tuned up like a brand new engine.
I'll be there. Bring a date, dear.
Her grandmother hung up right after saying that. Roxy stood for a moment staring at her phone.
Bring a date? Since when has she asked me to bring a date?
Roxy shook her head and headed into the bathroom in her tiny little house. She loved her place. There were 2 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. It was as small as a human could possibly live in comfortably, and she was sure it would be too small for 2 humans. But for her, it was just great. She ran a tub of water and added a few essential oils that her mother told her were good for calming. She wasn't sure she believed all of the nature-healing mumbo-jumbo that her family kept trying to force on her, but she was willing to try. Besides, it smelled good. She sank into the tub and inhaled the fresh smells. Reaching out for the romance novel she was in the middle of, she found her spot and kept reading. Jolene Gold had been her favorite writer for years, and this book was pure gold. Pardon the pun. She giggled a little to herself as she read. A night alone was exactly what she needed. Who wanted people around when they could have books? Roxy watched from her window at work the following day, in between scheduling appointments with clients, for the taco truck to make its appearance. As soon as she saw it, she'd changed into the flats she'd brought for hiking across the parking lot and went to see what was so special about his tacos that he thought they needed to have them. When she reached the truck, she worried that the blowing wind had messed up her hair, and she didn't want that at all. Not when she was seeing Kieran for the first time since high school. There had been rumors that he'd visited again, but he'd never sought her out. They'd said their goodbyes before graduation, and since, they'd been determined to follow different paths. They didn't write, or email, or ever talk. She stood in line behind the construction workers, and when it was her turn, Kieran looked her up and down.